Good morning, and we welcome back to the Daily Pod, 9th District Congresswoman Erin Houchin. Good morning to you, Congresswoman Houchin. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning, Tom. Doing well.
Oh, great. And, of course, obviously a lot going on in D.C., but I know one thing in particular, the House, with the impeachment of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. And as far as where that stands, I understand it's now going on to the Senate.
Yeah, it's going on to the Senate. And we had, we had multiple hearings in the Homeland Security Committee, and they illustrated failures to follow the law by Secretary Mayorkas on many fronts. We had the Immigration and Naturalization Act, which requires detaining migrants that cross the border illegally, and the Biden administration has not only refused to detain, but they have paroled into the country millions, 8 million illegal migrants have been paroled into the country under Joe Biden. It is unsustainable. That's greater than the population of 36 states, including greater than the population of the state of Indiana. It's not sustainable and it's not safe. I mean, we saw the tragedy in Georgia of Lake and Riley. Her alleged killer is an illegal migrant that crossed into the border from El Salvador in 2022, and was paroled into the country. And that has been the hallmark of the Biden administration, is an open border, letting in millions of illegal immigrants that we don't know anything about and paroling them into the country to wait for an asylum claim. That's in violation of our laws. The Republicans have been contending that the Biden administration doesn't need us to pass a law. We have. We passed H.R. 2 9 months ago, the strongest border security bill ever, and it's sitting in the Senate unmoved. So if the Biden administration thinks that they need us to pass a law, we've already done that in H.R. 2. They could take that up and make it law and follow it. But to be honest, Tom, every president since, prior to Joe Biden, including Trump, including Obama, they've had the authority and used it to secure the southern border by enforcing the Immigration and Naturalization Act, and Joe Biden just refused to do that.
And Congresswoman Houchin, some would say that, this impeachment is now going to trial in the Senate, and, Democratic Party has the majority there. And they'd say that, why bother? But at the same time, I understand that a lot of this is, in your view, holding Secretary Mayorkas accountable.
That's correct. I mean, some people would say, well, we should certainly hold Joe Biden accountable. We would like to hold Joe Biden accountable. I think the voters will have the opportunity to do that come November. But Secretary Mayorkas took an oath to defend the Constitution against enemies, foreign and domestic, and this is certainly a violation of that. It doesn't have to meet a standard of today for high crimes and misdemeanors. Misdemeanors, when the founders wrote the law, did not mean the same thing that wrote the Constitution, did not mean the same thing that it does today. And we are to look at that as if we're interpreting it at the time it was written. And that's what we've done in the House. Secretary Mayorkas has failed to uphold his oath. And that's the reason that we are holding him accountable for the disaster at the border, and hoping in hopes that we will get action to have the administration take action to close it.
And speaking of the Biden administration, the president recently acting on student loan forgiveness, some call it, others call it other things. What say you?
Quite frankly, it's a transfer of wealth from average Americans that don't participate in college to wealthy Americans who end up going to graduate school and other programs. We shouldn't be bailing out student loans. The Biden administration's rollout of the new FAFSA program has been disastrous. They had 3 years to prepare to do that. and students who do want to go to college are suffering from the disastrous rollout. I mean, my daughters are college aged, and we tried at least 5 times to access the portal, and we're finally able to do it. But it, you know, this is normally, FAFSA is normally live for students to access to get information about what they could, what college they could afford based on their student loan profile in October. Here we are into February, and you know, students still don't have those answers, and it's unacceptable. But the Biden administration has just been so focused on, you know, bailing out student loan debt that they haven't focused on this FAFSA issue when they've had 3 years to do it. And our students who do wish to go to college are suffering from that. But the student loan bailout is really benefiting wealthy Americans who can afford to pay back the loans in many cases. And it's just an unnecessary act that punishes taxpayers who chose not to go to college.
And, of course, you have personal experience with getting your daughters and signed up for FAFSA. Have you heard from other folks around the 9th Congressional District about their difficulties with it?
We've heard from a few folks, and we would encourage people to contact our office, houchin.house.gov, or contact the Jeffersonville office to let us know if they need assistance. We're happy to try to be helpful, but this is certainly on the Department of Education and another failure of the Biden administration to properly implement these new changes with plenty of time to do so. But if people do have problems, we encourage them to reach out to our office for help.
All right. So, again, that address is houchin.house.gov, or also reach Congresswoman's Jeffersonville office. So with that, we're going to go ahead and take a quick timeout, and we'll continue our conversation with 9th District Congresswoman Erin Houchin right after this.
Don't adjust your radio. The sound that you hear is your stomach. You're having trouble focusing. You can't recall your last meal. You're trapped in the hunger zone. The solution, Batesville To-Go. Let To-Go deliver a hot, fresh meal to your home or office whenever hunger strikes. To-Go delivers the best food from local restaurants. Visit us online at togodelivers.com or call us at 812-727-8800. Batesville To-Go, big city convenience, small town taste.
And welcome back as we continue our visit with 9th District Congresswoman Erin Houchin. And something else that that you've been involved with, Congresswoman, is the Futures Act. And can you tell us a little bit about what this is entails?
Yeah, the Futures Act is a bill that will be marked up this week in the Financial Services Committee, and it's designed to collect data from our federal regulators on the technologies that they're using to monitor for systemic risk. We saw some of the issues that resulted from the collapse of Silicon Valley Bank and Signature Bank, and Congress needs to have some insight on the technology that's being used to monitor for systemic risk, and so that's what we're asking our regulators to provide. And they will have some time to comply, but we do want to know and have a report to Congress on how they are, what technologies they're using to track data to monitor for a risk for system failures in our financial markets.
Okay, so then this is, again, geared toward the financial markets, such as, you know, say the stock market, banking, and so forth?
Banking, yes, the banking system.
Okay, all right. And then have you heard anything or gotten a feel for how this is going to play out?
Yeah, I expect it to be marked up in committee and move out of committee this week. And as a standalone bill, it is bipartisan. We've got Congressman Bill Foster is on the bill, as well as French Hill. French is a Republican from Arkansas. Bill's a Democrat. So it's a bipartisan piece of legislation that we're pushing just to try to get some transparency and insight for Congress on how they're tracking the data and how they're actually monitoring for risk.
And then something that we talked about earlier, Congresswoman Houchin, is the AI working group that you're involved with. And I'd like to get a progress report on how things are going with that particular group.
Yeah, thank you, Tom. It's going really well. We've had a couple of meetings. Primarily, we've been meeting with regulators and federal agency heads to determine, you know, what they see as the potential red flags. And in our most recent meeting, we had some representatives of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, and we've had the Treasury and others to just come before us and explore what they see as the biggest risks and benefits from AI are in our financial markets. One question that I said that we should probably pose to AI is ask AI what the potential risks are for the financial markets with the with the implementation of AI. But we are exploring these issues. You know, a lot of this depends on what input is made to determine the output that you get. So, you know, we're monitoring for things that to be sure they don't discriminate, not just on immutable characteristics, but also political characteristics and political behavior. We don't want, you know, certain profiles of political persuasion to be debanked because they support the Second Amendment or they're not environmentally friendly enough. And so we're exploring all of these ideas and all of these options in an effort to understand how AI can be useful, but also get ahead of it as policymakers if we need to implement any kind of law changes to put some guardrails there.
And this sounds like it's something that's obviously in the early stages, but just seems like there's a lot of moving parts to this.
Yeah, it will be. We'll have several more meetings before we, you know, settle on what potential policies that we might put into place. But there could be certain prohibitions on the use of AI in certain applications, and those are just some of the initial conversations that we've had.
All right. Then as far as the rest of this week is concerned, Congresswoman Alchin, you touched on some matters, but what are some other things that are on your radar as the rest of this week unfolds?
Yeah, so we're running up against our most recent deadline for government funding this Friday. So we will be going back to Washington to, you know, have conversations among the Republican conference on how to move forward. We have been at a stalemate with the Senate on funding. I will be dropping a bill called the Funded Act, hopefully this week, which averts any government shutdown in the future. But it does, if we're in a continuing resolution or a continuous funding cycle, if we don't have a budget that is voted on, we can go into, and what we're under now is called a continuing resolution, and it just continues funding at the previous level with the previous policy riders. My bill hopes to get all of the sides to the table to negotiate and settle on a budget, because no business or the government should operate without one, yet that's what we've been doing. So my bill called the Funded Act would not shut the government down, but if we do not enact a budget, it would trigger a rolling continuous resolution that every quarter we aren't under a budget would cut spending by 1%. So it ratchets up the spending cuts to the point where I would hope that it would bring everyone to the table to finally get their act together and try to row in the same direction and get us back on same fiscal path. It does hold harmless national security and defense because we don't want to, you know, risk that, certainly, and our veterans. We don't want to risk that, but it would cut spending 1% everywhere else across the board until we come to an agreement. And I hope that will incentivize both sides to work together to make a budget.
All right. And then, of course, as we alluded to earlier, again, the folks have a question or concern with the federal government, or they want to express an opinion on a piece of legislation. Again, that is halchin.house.gov.
That's right.
All right. Very good. Well, as always, Congresswoman Erin Halchin, we appreciate your time this morning. Stay well, safe travels, and we will talk to you again in about 2 weeks.
All right. Thank you, Tom.